Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Lynn, the friendly black hottie. So for a small shout out, this episode is going to go to Paula Sutton. She's a lifestyle influencer and she just wrote a book. It's available for pre-order now. It comes out in October. But the book is going to be about giving tips and tricks on simple styles, thrifting, different areas of your home, bringing the country life to your home or wherever. And she's also Caribbean, so big up, bless up, bless up. But yes, Paula went viral, I believe last year, for literally minding her business and being in her beautiful home, on her beautiful yard, reading a book, having a little, I want to say picnic, but you know, it picnic vibes. I love how she dresses. I love her whole style gives me very much brunch. It gives, I have beautiful flowers all over my house, all over outside. It gives very cottage core that people try to go for. Like if they were trying to recreate that style, they would definitely have her on her, on their vision board. But yeah, shout out to Paula. I'm definitely going to pre-order the book. It comes out in October. So I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, the book's going to come out now. But it comes out in October. So it gives people enough time. And definitely something I will be reading while I'm outside having a picnic. Because fall weather is, it's definitely the right type of weather before it starts getting cold. So, you know, go out there, get some pillows and stuff. And just sit down and read her book. But yes, shout out to Paula. Hello. All right. So we're going to be talking about the hopeless romantic black girl. And this really didn't really come across my mind until I was watching movies. And I was like, wow, I am definitely one of them. Okay. I'm definitely a hopeless romantic black girl. Because I was watching To All the Boys I Love. And the main character, of course, the main character is, she's a romantic, like she has like a really big crush on somebody. She'll write them a love letter. She's a big love letter, big, you know, all that stuff. So then it made me think, because I was like, there are a lot of hopeless romantic black girls. And as someone who was, well, I mean, I'm basically still am, but when I was younger, I always thought that, oh, romance would never happen for me because of child. I'm black. So there's so many factors. I mean, when there's not that much presented to you or people are not really talking to you like that, it's always, oh, be more realistic, be more realistic, be more realistic. But you can be a hopeless romantic and be a realist. Like, you can still want those things and realize that, hey, you know, those things might not happen. But anytime it came down to being a hopeless romantic, people would definitely try to shoot you in the foot. It's a whole bunch of gaslighting. And when you look at TV shows and movies, you know, it does set your expectations kind of high. And when that happens, you, of course, you come across people who are like, just making it seem like you're difficult, but really you're just, you have to choose people who don't see you as difficult. They kind of see you as, oh, wow, I wish you would ask for more. But yes, TV shows and movies definitely set the expectations. And a lot of TV shows and movies don't really have that many black girls as like the lead, like in a, like mostly rom-coms, you know, the romantic movies. The black girl is usually like the best friend, or she's like the mean girl, which really I stand. I love mean girls, like, and these bitches. But with a lot of these movies, and I've seen many video essays about, oh, how can't, why aren't black women the lead? How come black women, you know, are never the love interest? And you really have to dig deep to find like a lot of shows. Like, that's why people be shouting out like different shows, different low, I want to say low budget, but indie type of films and shows, like YouTube series where the black girl is the love interest, but I'm talking about like on a bigger movie and stuff, something in theaters where the black girl's a love interest. So there's many like factors why many black girls feel like romance is not going to happen. Cause like when you're seeing mostly baby mama drama and, you know, men putting women like literally through it to prove that they're faithful, that they're ride or die, and, you know, just make this basically putting you through all these trials and tribulations, making you basically audition to prove that you're worth these things, when it's like it shouldn't be like that. So that can kind of make a lot of women go, oh, that would never happen for me because of the type of people I'm around, the lack of support, the lack of just examples, basically. Or just people being haters and not being like, oh, you know, that would never happen, or just whatever. So with the hopeless romantic, it's like, oh, you need to be more real about it. Or like, oh, we're afraid of being single, or we're allergic to being single, when actually the hopeless romantic doesn't have a problem with being single. Actually, being single longer makes you change. Like, it makes you figure out what you really want. It makes you spend more time with yourself, figure out your likes and dislikes, and be more comfortable with yourself. Not every hopeless romantic doesn't like being single. They just want romance. Like, that's just it. So you could be single and you could still want a relationship. You could still want all those things. So I don't know why people act like because somebody wants a relationship, they want this, they want that, that, you know, they can't give it to themselves while they're single. You can give yourself romance while you're single. Like, to be honest, giving yourself romance, like romantic things, let me say romantic things while you're single, it makes you want those things from somebody else because that's what the fuck you like. Simple. But going back to feeling like, you know, romance would never happen. Let's just say the community has a lot of toxic stuff that is normalized, toxic stuff that is pushed to the front because, you know, people love attention. So I, for one, always thought that romance would never happen for me. And I felt like, listen, this is when I was younger, okay? My mind has changed. But when I was younger, I felt like romance would never happen for me. And that if I wanted romantic things, if I wanted this or that, that I had to date out to get those things. And it was kind of depressing because I'm like, why? Why can't the men in my community give that to me? Like, why do I feel like I have to go out and not really know where I'm going to get those things? And that's kind of like a sad train of thought. Like, oh my gosh, I can't get romance from a black man. But as I got older and being single made me realize that, you know, you got to put your foot down. Like, literally put your foot down and be like, hey, I like this, I like that. And I've talked about in previous episodes where I've talked about like guys wanting to take me out on a date and trying to do a bait and switch and be like, oh, something came up or something like that, can we just chill at the house? You have to be like, no, you have to stand tall in your standards. And I know what I like. And when guys approach me and be like, hey, what do you like to do? What do you like? I'm not afraid to tell them like, hey, I like this, I like that, I like this. Like, you know, other women are different. Like, a lot of men just think that women want to go to these high ass restaurants and get seafood boils or whatever. But me, I'm not saying I'm not like other women. Like, I do like high ass restaurants and stuff. But as far as like getting to know somebody, I will let you know like the type of things that I like. Like Atlanta, there's places in Atlanta that I still want to go to. And if a guy wants to take me out, then I'll tell him like, hey, I want to go here, I want to go there, because that's the type of shit that I like. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the restaurants, I like a man spending money on me and stuff. But with many more people like becoming, doing more writing and doing more directing and creating content related to having black women be these love interests and having black women get what they want. I think that's very important, especially for, because the being a hopeless romantic, it's, the shit is not going to go away, okay? It's not. So the fact that people are so mean to hopeless romantics, it's like, it's not going to go away. Like, as much as y'all think like, oh, you need to be more realistic, some of the stuff is kind of basic though. Like, you know, as you get older, you kind of separate, like, okay, that probably won't happen, that probably will happen, but it's still like, it's okay. So you can have these expectations and still be real about them. Like me, I'm not expecting a man to just call me one day and be like, hey, don't go to work, let's go to Paris and let's do this and stuff. Like, no, like, I know that that's probably not going to happen, but it can happen though. It can happen. So you never know. Or shoot, I might just tell myself like, I want to go to Paris next month. Let me da 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 da. So you could give those stuff to yourself. But like I said, the hopeless romantic is never going to go away. It's never going to go away. There's so many more writers out here. There's so many more creators. And just, I see the future, okay? I see more Black women being normalized as a hopeless romantic and people not beating her down, okay? Okay, so my outside tune for this week is going to be Body by Russ and Millions and Taeyeon Wayne. I think everybody knows this song, you know. I'm trying to remember how it goes. I was like, Vivi da loca, high as a kinepa soba. So yes, that song, it's vibes. I'm not going to try to basically describe it, but you know, because I don't want to get it wrong. Like, I'm not going to say it's this, I'm not going to say it's that. But yes, Body by Rush Millions and Taeyeon Wayne. Nice song. I've been bumping it in my car, you know. People been acting a fool on that song because the transition in the music video is just really, really nice. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. I have been your host, Lynn. Make sure you check me out on Instagram, Country Caribbean, Facebook, the Country Caribbean podcast. And I've been on Twitter lately. So it's going to be _ALYNNB. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you in the next episode.